Good morning. From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for tuning in. Juneau's annual workshop on how to run for local office is happening on Saturday. It gives anyone a chance to ask questions and learn about what it takes to campaign for the Juneau Assembly or School Board. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, Juneau's municipal election in October is already shaping up to be an interesting one.
On Saturday at City Hall, current and former members of the Juneau Assembly and School Board will offer their advice to prospective candidates for this October's municipal election. Peggy Cowan with Juneau's League of Women Voters says the workshop is a chance for people to learn the ins and outs of running for local office in Juneau.
The whole idea is we think that some people have voiced that they're reluctant and they think you have to be sort of in the know and part of a special group or whatever, you know, to run, and they're intimidated by the process. And so this is to try to take the mystery away and provide people with the tools and the insights and ideas to both campaign and serve.
The city, the League of Women Voters, and Friends of the Juneau Public Library have hosted the annual workshop for close to a decade. Cowan says you don't have to be planning to run for office in order to attend it.
Some people are exploring whether they want to be a school board member or an assembly member, you know, so it lets them decide and choose.
Six seats are open in the October 1 election, two on the Juneau Assembly and three on the school board. There's a few citizen initiatives that could also land on the ballot, and it's a mayoral election. Current Mayor Beth Weldon is up for re-election but has not confirmed whether she plans to run. Assembly seats currently filled by members Michelle Hale and Wahal Gadag Barbara Blake will be up for grabs, but both told KTOO that they don't plan to run for re-election. Hale says she wants to spend more time enjoying her retirement and step away from the emotional toll of public criticism assembly members face.
I have not figured out how to deal with really horrible things that people say to us and really horrible emails that people send to us. You know, it is hurtful and it is damaging.
Blake says she simply wants to spend more time with her kid.
The time commitment is just something that I've been struggling with. And I've got a young man. He's my only child. He's going into his senior year next year. And I want to be able to dedicate my time to spending all the time I can with him.
School board seats currently filled by Will Muldoon, Elizabeth Sidden, and Amber Fromhurst are also open this election. Muldoon told KTOO he's leaning toward running, but he's still deciding. Sidden and Fromhurst both say they're still considering whether to run again. But there's still some time to decide. The filing period to run doesn't open until mid-July. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
A proposal headed to the Alaska Board of Fisheries next year would change how a popular run of king salmon is managed near Petersburg. KFSK's Hannah Floor reports.
Anglers won't get to fish for Crystal Lake Hatchery king salmon in freshwater this summer. The state won't open the fishery because of low projected returns. The king salmon swim 2 miles up Blind Slough through Blind River Rapids to the hatchery. Each year, the hatchery needs a specific number of returning salmon in order to raise fish for future runs. Many fishermen expressed frustration with the current management plan, which still allows fishing this summer at the mouth of the slough in the saltwater. At a meeting in March, Petersburg Fish and Game Advisory Committee member Ted Sandhofer said he wanted to see a more equitable management plan.
You know, first of all, it's a conservation issue, you know, so we got to do something or nobody's going to be able to fish, you know. I mean, if we're going to do something, we need to make the pain equal across all of the user groups.
Sport fishermen pointed out that freshwater fishing doesn't require a boat, making it more accessible to the public. They said the current management plan favors tourists from out of state who stay at lodges and fish for kings in the nearby saltwater. The current plan closes king salmon fishing in freshwater once projected returns dip below 2,000 fish. But it allows anglers in saltwater to keep 4 kings per day. Ben Case is an advisory committee member and helped draft the proposed new management plan. He said they tried to address those concerns in the proposal.
We reduced the bag limit in the saltwater for non-residents, but yet provided some opportunity for residents in the freshwater.
The new proposal would allow saltwater and freshwater anglers to keep just 1 king a day if projected returns are low. And that's only if they're Alaska residents. Tourists could also keep 1 king in saltwater, but none in freshwater. And even when higher returns are expected, the proposed plan allows residents to keep more kings than tourists. The Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, which manages the hatchery, worked closely with the advisory committee to draft the proposal. They submitted a similar but separate proposal. During a revision period this fall, the groups plan to merge the two proposals. The Alaska Board of Fisheries will consider the Petersburg proposal and others from Southeast when it meets in Ketchikan next year. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.
And for this week's Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. Hatuch Latish Coalition is a nonprofit that offers indigenous-based healing practices and reconciliation with the violent history of colonization and its impacts on Juneau's community today. One of those traditional practices is a dip in the ocean for strength and healing. It's methodical and intentional. Participants walk in up to their knees, then stop, then up to their waists, then stop, and so on, until they're as far in as they feel comfortable. Afterward, they warm themselves by the fire. We'll hear from participants and from organizer Sanjean Jennifer Quinto about the strength and clarity they find in the frigid waves.
My names are Kaukatech and Ikahaka. My English name is Kai Montour. I come from Yakutat, from Siskit, the Owl House. My intention for this dip is to introduce my three nephews here, who are Tekwedi from Yakutat. They just moved back to Tlingitani this December, just started to reconnect to their Tlingit side. Now this is their very first dip.
The coldness of the water is like the overwhelming moments when we're in our daily lives. And because we're not taught how to process and confront those overwhelming moments, like in school or other places, and we really don't have guidance in that way, I use the water to help teach me how to navigate those really overwhelming things. That overwhelming cold sensation is what I equate to those things that we need to start confronting and learn how to navigate in our daily lives.
I was very lucky to be raised by my grandparents, Elaine Abraham and George Ramos. And they were very traditional. My grandpa in particular taught me a lot about the training of the Kegaka, which translates to a true or authentic person. And that was the title of our traditional warriors. Their training began when a boy was 6 or 7 years old. He would go to live with his maternal uncle, who would raise him from that point on. And one of the core parts of their strength training was going into the ocean at sunrise almost every day of their life. It was always a practice I was really fascinated by, but something I actually didn't start until my adult years. Just from personal experience, it was just like the way my grandparents were describing it to me, as a way to test and build up your tuwuxetsin, your inner strength. The cold obviously is like so hard on the body, but the strength of your heart and your soul can like do wonders, especially when you test it for yourself. I think a lot of people that are scared to try and reconnect to this practice would really be surprised by themselves. I was scared Soriano was too small for this, but he really, really insisted he would try it.
Yeah, I saw you out there. How was it? Cold.
That was the Hatuch Latish Coalition's dips for this week's Tongass Voices. The next one is later this month, open to anyone who wants to join, and will be posted on the Coalition's Facebook page. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's 46 degrees and overcast. There's a rainstorm expected tonight through Thursday, but it might clear up a little bit on Friday and Saturday. You're listening to KTOO.